Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, conserving the past to inspire future generations of dreamers and preserving the legacy of Julia Morgan. To learn more about how to become a member and experience authentically curated historical events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. These experiences are unparalleled in their historical accuracy and grandeur, and you too can savor the experience by becoming a supporting member of the Foundation at Hearst Castle. To learn more, log on to foundationathearstcastle.com.
My name's Chris Pastina, and I'm the owner-operator of Calavera Restaurant in Oakland, California. Welcome to our restaurant, and hope you had a great carne asada.
I did. Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about your history being in culinary arts in Oakland. You go back the ways, huh?
Yeah, I go back, well, in Oakland about 20 years. We opened up our first restaurant in Oakland in 2008-09 called Chop Bar.
And that's still going?
That is still going strong. And we just moved to a larger location about 3 years ago. We opened up Calavera about 8 years ago. And we are a Mexican kitchen and agave bar, and we focus on mostly mezcal at Calavera. And our food, we try to keep it as authentic and as to Mexican cuisine, but we try to elevate what we're doing a little bit more so people can really enjoy and really feel like they're in Mexico.
But you literally go to Mexico to source a lot of your raw product. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So we bring in our corn from Oaxaca, from Hacienda, which is a organic and heirloom corn that we get shipped in.
Is that ground down there?
No. It's dried whole kernels here, and then we bring it up here and we cook it, and then we let it soak overnight in lime, and then we have a stone grinder, and we grind it, and we make our own nixtamal, and from that nixtamal we make our own tortillas. So our tortillas are being made like they've been making for centuries, except for our stone grinder is electric, it's not hand.
That's really cool. Tell us about some of the other distinctive ingredients and processes that you go to that the customer might not even realize. Your pasta.
Yeah, so our mole is a really great thing to talk about, because we spend about close to 3 days making the mole. It's about 37 different ingredients in it, and they each have to be prepared separately and then mixed all together to make our mole. And it does it's a painstaking and long process, but it definitely pays off in the end. It's as authentic as one could be. There are some peppers that we can't get here in the United States. The chihuahua pepper is one of them. It's a very difficult and prized pepper. We do get it every once in a while, and sometimes we use it in special dishes, but that is the main ingredient in mole that we can't get here, but we are as authentic as we could be.
Well, and that authenticity rolls over into your wine selection. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our wine is all Mexican wine. Most of our wines do come from Valle de Guadalupe. We do have some wines from Guanajuato, but Valle is a really wonderful place. It's a very vibrant and kind of a new wine growing region to quality standards that one would want. It's the wine growing region's been there for, you know, a couple hundred years. It's a lot older than Napa and Sonoma, but they really are coming into their own now, and they're really becoming a very viable wine region.
Isn't that the region that you mentioned earlier where the Mission grape came from by the Padres?
So that's where they believe the Mission grape came from that wine growing region, and you know, that was a grape that's indigenous to that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of your other sourcing locally, regionally, ingredients?
Yeah, so we, a lot of our, produce and comes locally, and we always want to stay as, fresh and local as possible. Right now, we're using Brentwood corn in our Elote Loco, and that's a really popular dish right now. And, Brentwood corn is super sweet, and it's, comes from about less than an hour from where we stand right now.
Brentwood's right, it's beyond Livermore, right?
That's correct, yeah, just beyond Livermore, yeah.
And I bet I could find you at a farmer's market?
Yeah, if you look closely. Yeah, we definitely enjoy the farmers markets, and we definitely have a connection with farms directly, and we work with them. Whether we're sourcing our mushrooms for our mushroom ceviches and mushroom taco, our mushroom al pastor tacos, yeah.
And you talked about tomatoes earlier.
Yeah, tomatoes. Certainly, we're very fortunate in California to have wonderful tomatoes. I grew up in New Jersey, so Jersey tomatoes are certainly something near and dear to my heart, especially this time of year. But heirloom tomatoes from California, if they're sourced right and they're coming from the right place, they're, as sweet as can be.
That's really cool. Tell us a little bit more. You're right in the heart of Oakland, mm-hmm. and you're in an area that's transforming.
Yeah.
You told me, 10 years ago, 7 years ago, you wouldn't walk down the street here.
Yeah, it's true. Up past West Grand, up Broadway, one wouldn't really find much foot traffic. And
just kind of a dead zone?
Yeah, it was just kind of a dead zone. There wasn't much here. There weren't many apartments. It was just kind of car dealerships. And in fact, the building that we're in was a Cadillac dealership.
Oh, wow.
People wouldn't really walk up and down the streets here. And now, as we're sitting here doing this, I'm looking at a vibrant city block of a lot of people walking up and down the street with green trees and that's a beautiful sun.
Part of the reason is we look around, there's all these newer apartment buildings. So you have a whole young generation that live in the neighborhood that didn't happen before.
Yeah. The Uptown is in Oakland has definitely, been a place where a lot of young people like to come and eat and, drink and, enjoy living up here and just kind of, being in an urban environment.
And looking around your restaurant, that's the driver of your clientele. At least,
it's true.
At least today.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely we have a good mix. I mean, we definitely have a good mix of people who live and work in Oakland. I think we do attract a lot of people, throughout the city to come and enjoy, what we're doing.
Probably depends on the time of day, huh?
It does, yeah. First Fridays are a spectacular time to be down here. The energy is fantastic. First Friday is an artwork that happens every First Friday, obviously, right in Telegraph and, onto Broadway. And, that night is a really special night for everybody.
That's really cool. Okay, to learn more about your world, website or social media?
Yeah, social. So it's Calavera Oakland is our website, and also our Instagram. If you check out our Instagram, you could see just some spectacular dishes and really see, what the bar looks like and all of our wonderful mezcals behind the bar.
Mexican mezcal, right?
Yes. Well, mezcal all comes from Mexico. We have about 300 different mezcals.
Wow.
All tested by me. So I had to make sure that they're all good. So you can be confident that they're all good.
That's really cool. Any worms?
No worms in our mezcal. No. No worms in our mezcal. My name's Chris Pastina.
Chris, thank you so much for sharing. This has been really fun.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming.
And I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Oakland, California. We'll see you here.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, conserving the past to inspire future generations of dreamers and preserving the legacy of Julia Morgan. To learn more about how to become a member and experience authentically curated historical events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. These experiences are unparalleled in their historical accuracy and grandeur, and you too can savor the experience by becoming a supporting member of the Foundation at Hearst Castle.
To learn more, log on to foundation@hurstcastle.com.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.